Blog Talk Radio.
Today more than ever that the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party and the Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party Light. And the only people that are really holding out for God and country are the Tea Party people. So I say a little prayer, because if we go down to less than 25%, when the revolution comes, we will lose. And I'm kind of concerned tonight that the Tea Party candidates are not doing as good as I had hoped in some of the upcoming elections. And I'm kind of concerned that there is a possibility that we may not take 5 seats in the Senate. And without those 5 seats in the Senate, that the Communist Party will rule for another 8 years. After Obama gets finished gutting the nation in the next 2.5 years, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. I would say 30% of the nation doesn't care, and another 30% of the nation doesn't know. So that leaves 40% of the nation to try and put something together to save the country. And there's a lot of things, negatives are working against us. There's a lot of label machines out there, and if you buy a communist label machine this week, you can get 1,000 free racist labels. And we got to come together, the minority, who are God and country people, and we got to unite as a minority. The rhinos will not help us. The rhinos are working for the Democrats. And they're spending money to destroy the Tea Party. So that, what does that tell you? They went in with an extra $160,000 for the guy who opposed Thad Cochran's opponent. And not only that, the rhinos brought in Democrats to vote for Thad Cochran. So there is a war going on that nobody wants to admit, and that's between Republican rhinos and the Tea Party people. And I know that a house divided cannot stand, but I got to tell you something. If you bury all the good guys in the basement, there's going to be a terrible stink. So we got to do something. And I'm with the Tea Party, because I believe the Tea Party is the party that remembers how great we were, and that the rhinos don't care. They just want to beat the Democrats, and the way they believe they can beat the Democrats is to be like them. I jokingly say that when the Democrat Party puts up a black candidate, the Republican Party puts up Colin Powell. When the Democrat Party puts up a woman candidate, the Republican Party puts up Colin Powell. When the Democrats put up a Latino candidate, the Republican Party puts up a Colin Powell. When the Democrats put up a gay candidate, the Republicans put up Colin Powell. You can see, you can see they don't have too many choices. And so guess what Colin Powell did? He voted for Obama. He voted for Obama. You know what? I was never comfortable with him. I liked the guy from New Jersey whose father was a state trooper. What was his name? Stormin Norman, who is gone. He is on his way to, he has reached Valhalla. And Stormin Norman gave it to you straight. Colin Powell gave you the party line. Republicans are schmucks, and they don't know how to win. I am watching David Horowitz today on C-SPAN, and he's introducing a guy, and forgive me, I don't know his name. Yes, I do know his name, Shapiro. I'm pretty sure it's Shapiro. He's a young guy. He is Jewish. He's a conservative. And, man, all he does is hit the nail on the head. He gave a lecture for a half hour, looked at his notes about 5 times, no teleprompter. And somebody said to me, you ever see Obama do this? He looks to the left and reads that teleprompter. He looks to the right and reads that teleprompter. And when he goes off the teleprompter, you get to see the real Obama. And he is not good. But Mr. Shapiro, God bless him, he is a real conservative. and he has a lot to say. And you're going to see him more and more. He's got a book coming out, and you're going to see him more and more on Fox. I have a theory about Fox and Rupert Murdoch. He wants to buy Time Warner Cable. I think that if he buys Time Warner Cable, he's not going to convert it to conservatism. He's going to go after the left-wing audience. So he'll have the best of both worlds. Good business decision. You can't fault him for it, but you got to be aware of what's happening. Al Jazeera, I notice, is always very diplomatically belittling the United States in a very nice way. And they're attacking Israel in a very nice way, and they're supporting Hamas. So, having said that, let me see what we're going to do. We're going to, let me see. We can't do that. We can't do this. We got to find a nation once again by the Dubliners. This is about Ireland being reunited, but they're really not. They're six counties short. Once you lose your country, it is very hard to get it back. It took the Irish almost 500 years just to get the right to vote Irish. So, and never forget, slavery, which the United States, according to the communists, was the only country that had slaves. It was abolished in 1865. And instead of watching Lincoln the Vampire, watch the movie with a great actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, and watch the real Lincoln. Forget about the vampire, Lincoln the Vampire Slayer. That's Hollywood Cagada de Toro. So here is a nation once again. And just think about this tune. Could this be sung in every bar in the United States?
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed. A nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland
Okay, Having said that, we'll do some news reviews. Okay, this is from people who, let me see what the name, National Right to Work Organization. And here's what they say. Here's what they say. As you know, in the Foundation's recent victory in Harris versus Quinn, the High Court held that home health care providers like Pam Harris, who takes care of her own son in her home, cannot be forced to subsidize union bosses. But that was just the beginning. Your foundation is on the front lines to make sure this victory is enforced for the 500,000 care providers who have had hundreds of millions of forced dues dollars seized in unconstitutional schemes in at least 18 states. And we're off to a good start. I'm pleased to report that so far government union bosses in Illinois, Massachusetts, and Minnesota have abandoned their forced dues demands on home-based personal care and child care providers. That's $10 million in annual forced dues payments from the providers in Illinois alone, money that can't now be siphoned away to pay for big labor's radical political agenda and elect pro-forced unionism politicians. Of course, you know as well as I do that we can't just trust union bosses to follow their word or obey the law. Not only that, forced dues are only part of the problem. That's why Foundation staff attorneys have brought suits for home care providers in Minnesota and child care providers in Massachusetts to stop state schemes imposing union officials as their monopoly representatives. The providers, including parents and relatives taking care of persons with disabilities, don't want and never asked for union so-called representation. My friends, you got it. No lobbies. That's rule number one. Only one term per termite. That's rule number two. And rule number three is $1 maximum for champagne contributions to bribe takers. If you're taking PAC money, super PAC money, contributions from lobbyists, you are a bribe taker. And there's no other way to justify that except $1 per champagne contributor, be you Joe the Plumber or be you Chinese GE. Now, what's going on in this country is a ripoff of the Treasury, and you are the big loser. You are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. Joe Miller surges in Alaska GOP primary. Joe Miller's very good. He's got a good website, and he's running for the Senate in Alaska. Conservative Republican Joe Miller is running for the U.S. Senate seat, currently held by incumbent Democrat Mark Begich. And Joe Miller needs your help. He needs money. Check him out. If you feel he's worth it, send him a few bucks. Oh, I'm burping. That's a good sign. Okay, let's see. Congressman wants to ban sale of enhanced body armor to civilians. Let's. You know what? That's not nice. I want to see who the congressman is. Let's see if they tell us. Every day, blah, blah, blah. Congressman wants to, but read the latest now on teaparty.org. All right, I'm going to teaparty.org. Mike Honda, Democratic California, flag burner. And probably, if you check, 80% of flag burners are baby killers. I bet you he voted no anesthesia for kids being pulled apart by the Democrat Party and their chop shops. Yep. Child murder is murder. Abortion is murder. Moida. And we're all going to pay the price. And one of my questions I ask tonight is, when God is truly fed up with us, is he going to take the sun away? And how long could we last without that star, our lucky star? They got an article on gay Republican candidates, and I can tell you I've seen about 100 blogs on this, and everybody's upset, and they don't want to hear it. Just guessing, but I would say they wanted to identify Lincoln to disguise their agenda. I think they came out and said Lincoln was gay. Remember that? And they also destroyed the J. Edgar Hoover by saying he used to wear dresses and liked to be called Mary. I love when these people are dead that they all get charged with crimes. But when they were alive, they would cower in front of them. Okay, gay Republican candidates. I told you, Colin Powell. They'll pick gay Colin Powell again. Republicans, they don't learn. The Republicans play fair, and the Democrats win. You think about that. Okay, check out Priebus. I don't know what GP should do. Let me see what Priebus. I don't trust Priebus. I don't know what GOP should do if Obama enacts executive amnesty. I want to tell you something. There is something that all Americans should do tomorrow. We have a Marine rotting in a Mexican prison, and nobody gives a two Shiites. And all we got to do tomorrow is no planes, no boats, no buses into Mexico. No planes, no boats, no buses out of Mexico into the United States. Close all the bridges and wave, say, send the Marine home. I guarantee you the first day it's going to rock the world, and the second day you'll see the Marine with his suitcase coming across the bridge. And if we do nothing, we're no better than Jimmy Carter at the American Embassy in Tehran, where he surrendered American soil to bad Muslims. So here's what they're saying about Rian's Priebus. You know, when I first heard this guy appointed, I said, I call them blue blood Republicans. They can't do any worse than what they do. It's like they come out to play and they stutter. It is unbelievable. When I heard Rian's Priebus, I said, you know what? I was at the doctor this morning, and he checked me out, and he said, I got a bad case of Rian's Priebus. So he has no idea what Republicans should do if Barack Obama grants temporary amnesty and work permits to millions of illegal immigrants via executive action. In an interview with Real Clear Politics for their Changing Lanes series, I never heard of Real Clear Politics. He's doing what Obama's doing. Obama's got his own press corps. He totally ignores the communists that support him in the communist networks. The C stands for communist, ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS. Yeah. He's not a Republicans are copying. They're always playing catch-up with the party of death. Priebus was asked this week in Chicago, what happens? I don't know. These are all hypotheticals. I'm not going to worry about it on a daily basis. Yes, okay, very nice. In other words, we don't know what we're going to do. We have to check with our poll takers. And here's the comments from the American people. Priebus should resign and be replaced with someone who knows what to do. We sure have a lot of dummies supposedly working for our country. Next one says, totally agree. Next one says, excuse me, then why is he in charge of the RNC? We need someone with a backbone. That goes for the numbnuts who sit in Congress strumming their lower lips. Pamela says, that is because Rian's Priebus, Paul Ryan, and Governor Scott Walker, all from the same state, think we should give our country to the illegal invaders. All three of them are for amnesty. What else can you say? And Pete says, you fight him with everything you can, freaking moron. Priebus and the RNC should listen to Rush Limbaugh because he totally understands Obama and the Democrats. Rush pointed out that if Obama really wanted to pass amnesty, he would have when the Democrats had control of both houses from 2008 to 2010. Now Obama is trying to fool the Republicans into them voting for amnesty because he knows the majority of we, the people, do not support it. And this guy's named Bob. He says, Joe, I wish it was just stupid. I believe it is more complicity with evil than stupidity or cowardice. The RNC and their minions in office are just as evil as the Democrats. That's what I say. I said it at the beginning of the show. The rhinos are the new Democrats, and the Democrats are the Communist Party. And in conversations with my elders tonight, I have come to the conclusion that the next generation below us, our children, with some exceptions, are resigned to the fact that whatever happens, happens, and there's nothing that is worth their interest. So true, Mr. Russell. I'm in Mississippi, and we just went through a debilitating election that will go down in our state's history as the worst, most corrupt we have ever endured. We had a complicit Republican Party, Democrat Party, and large black churches involved in a scheme to steal the election for Thad Cochran. I remember. Remember John Corzine, dirty John Corzine, voted to kill kids, voted to burn the flag? And then he got caught. He had a company, and he lost $50 billion, and everybody said, that's okay, John. That's okay. You didn't mean to hurt anybody. Well, John Corzine, when he was running for governor in New Jersey, went into the black ministerial communities, and he paid them off. And they had a press conference. And they had about 15 ministers on the stage from New Jersey, black ministers. And the only white guy there was John Corzine. And somebody in the press said, is it true that the governor has bribed you with cash money? And one of the ministers said on TV, what did we say we were going to say about this last night? And Corzine, look, he turned whiter than white. He turned opaque, and he looked like a deer caught in the headlights. If you can go to YouTube and find that, it'll crack you up, man. But that's where we're at with corrupt government. Our governor, 15 senators were involved, an ex-governor, Haley Barber, one of the largest lobby firms on K Street. My friends, the only lobby should be in a hotel. You want to clean up this country, man, you got to fire everybody. You want veterans to get the best medical care they can get, you got to privatize the VA tomorrow. Don't let these schmucks put another, these greedy, money-grabbing schmucks put another schmuck in charge saying he's going to get to the bottom of everything. They never get to the bottom. We have found that our state, privatize it, put the hospitals up on the auction block. Private enterprise will do justice in 24 hours. We have found that our state is a source of money laundering for individuals and corporations. The people need to be educated and committed to retaking the country for we the people. Make no mistake, this is a revolutionary war we are in, nothing less. You know, the American people don't even know that we're 13 years into World War III. Not yet. They haven't got the message yet. You know when they'll get the message? When mom goes to the mall and a bomb goes off. And when they're taking her to the hospital to get her leg amputated, and they show on TV the bombs going off in all the malls at the same time, and then we will get the message. And at that time, you're going to see a lot of people getting deported. And you're going to see a lot of people standing in the way and get removed. This is Bob. Bob Russell says, so true, and looking to a political party isn't the answer, as they don't give a damn what the Constitution says or what we the people want. Remember in 2010 when the Tea Party was courted by Republicans, 2011 when the Tea Party wasn't really a factor in landslide Republican victories, and 2013 when the Tea Party cost the GOP the presidential election. Conservatives are considered the enemy by both parties, hang D and R with the same rope. That is true. And somebody says, Tom, don't you want victory? Can't we come together for victory? No. the Tea Party has to get stronger, and we have to endure longer. I stopped voting for the lesser of two evils a long time ago. Most people still vote for the lesser of two evils. And what people can't understand is how Obama got elected a second time. And one of the questions that came up speaking to the elders at the council, do you think that the election was rigged? How do you feel about that? I agree with you, Robert Kenny. I, too, live in Mississippi, and I voted for McDaniel. I certainly was not for Thad Cochran. I have not been here very long, but I have heard about Cochran and his voting with the Democrats for years. I did not think that was a good idea. And, yes, I'm a Tea Party patriot. I got a cough. Hang in there. We're going to play a tune. Here's a good one. You'll like this one. If you've ever lost your patience.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool, so I won for the roadie at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence there I said, she's the only one I have to thank, and I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead.
Okay, we're back. Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's on Fox on Sundays. And I'll give you her opening statement, highlights of it. They got it on a tape. Okay, they got it on a video. Americans are war-weary. Yes, we are. But we have a choice to fight ISIS over there or within our borders on American soil. I don't care if you're white, black, Latino, Oriental. ISIS doesn't give a damn about your color, your race, or your religion. They will come to America and put a butcher knife to your throat and demand that you worship Allah. My answer would be to kill as many of them as I can until I'm eliminated. I'll take a lot of them with me. You can die like or as lions. Oh, don't forget, everybody's concerned about the gays being mistreated by the Muslims. I really don't think they care. They're just using it as a ploy. Think about it, and the ACLU can't help you since their heads will be on poles, too. If you see what's going on in the Middle East, you'd be totally shocked. You would be absolutely sick. Those people that are on, I forget the name of them out, there's 30,000 up there. And tonight I heard that they're starting to throw their children off the top of the mountain because they're dying of thirst and they're afraid what ISIS is going to do to them. You may have another Masada on your hands. It is really sad. And I tell you, if I was the president, I wouldn't let it go by. I would put a ring of 101st Airborne Troops around that mountain. And then I would say, give them all flamethrowers. And I would bring back the neutron bomb. You want to play with us? We'll play with you. You cannot let what Clinton did in Rwanda to happen to these Chaldeans. For 2,000 years, they are the original people that were with Jesus from day one. You cannot let them be sacrificed to the God of war, the God of jihad. And never forget this, you don't see any Muslims standing up for America. Have you ever seen a Muslim stand up for America? Maybe Walid Shubat, maybe Bridget Gabriel, but I mean a group. They don't stand up for America. They're two passport people. And it's never their fault. It's always America's fault. They pray to a merciful God, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, but they show no mercy to the helpless. They deserve to be cast into hell with Satan and all the evil Democrats that roam the world seeking the ruin of souls. So, some guy says bomb them. Everybody's blaming Obama. Obama didn't get to do all this damage by himself. He's got a whole party behind him. He's got a majority behind him. You are now the minority. And you're being told that you're going to lose, that you are a loser. You're being told if you're white that eventually you're going to be outnumbered by the multicolored people and that you might as well give in now, eat the dirt, and beg for mercy. Never happened, baby. 25% of the country was all that won the revolution. Everybody else sat on the sidelines, picking and choosing and complaining. And when we won the revolution, all those who stood against us had to leave with the Brits. When are supposedly intelligent people going to get in through their skull? Obama is not too experienced, inexperienced to protect us. Barack Hussein Obama wants us to be slaughtered, and he's working to facilitate that. My friends, it's not just him. He's the titular figurehead. So they're singing Jeanine Pirro's praises. That's good. That's very good. Let's see if we can find the tune. How about a love song about a broken-hearted guy? Yeah, men get broken hearts too, you know, girls. Oh, this is the Brazilian version. By a lady. A chuva cai aqui e o sol já vai pra ali. E eu não sei mais sentir meu coração. Eu sempre acreditei num grande amor que fosse vir pra mim como uma flor. Agora não sei mais o que fazer. Okay, that was good. Nice and cute. Iraq Shiite militia leader vows to turn Sunni cities into rubble. Iraqi Shiite militia leader Wathek al-Batat recently vowed to take revenge for the mass graves and car bomb attacks in Iraq, turn their cities into rubble, and crush their children and elderly. Yeah, a little love there. You know, the only way you're going to save the Middle East is everybody's got to go a Christian. Everybody's got to go Chaldean. Yeah, pray for those Chaldeans. We prayed for them in church today. Pray for them. Pray for them, because nobody else is going to help them. Wouldn't Obama do? He drop some ice cream? He's a sick man. He is. I hate to use the word the Antichrist. Two Republican leaders make the same dire prediction. The caliphate is coming to America. Oh, I got something I got to share with you that came to me. 20 training camps in the United States. Let me see. I'm going to give you another tune, and I'm going to look for... I'll give you 2.5 minutes of Willie Bobo. Okay, we're back. The article that had the map on it was Godfather Politics, and they're showing an Al-Qaeda flag over the White House, jihadist training camps in America, and Islamic flag over the White House. So let's click on that and see what happens. Godfather Politics, very good. They say it's not personal, it's politics. With open borders, Obama's executive orders normalizing illegal immigration and no check on who's coming into the country, it's reasonable to assume that people who want to destroy our way of life are making their way into America. If there are people who will blow themselves up for a cause, it's reasonable to assume that they will ignore our laws and blow up Americans and work hard to raise the Islamic flag over the White House. Obama himself might help them to do it. Let me see who's writing this article. Gary DeMar. Consider the following thread as reported in the Daily Caller. The terror group President Barack Obama threatened to strike in Iraq Thursday evening is itself threatening to strike the American homeland. I say to America that the Islamic Caliphate has been established. Abu Musa, a spokesman for the terror group known as the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, told Vice Media in the video interview posted online Thursday, "Don't be cowards and attack us with drones. Instead, send your soldiers, the ones we humiliated in Iraq." Never humiliated them under George Bush. No. You know why? Because Bush is an American. Whether you like him or not, he's a Yankee Doodle Dandy from the South. "We will humiliate them everywhere, God willing, and we will raise the flag of Allah in the White House," he added. Oh, yes, I remember those Iraqi threats. Yeah, the desert sand will burn their feet. They have not occupied the airport. Remember Baghdad, Bob? Yeah, he's a consultant for the Democrat Party. Couple these statements by serious terrorists with the report about jihadist training camps operating in the United States. Here we go, folks. Okay, put your marijuana down and listen carefully. There are over 22 confirmed terrorist jihad camps in the United States belonging to Jamaat-ul-Fukra, a Pakistan Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda-related branch. Now a combined media effort, we find police officers working to double as the compound militia. To top it off, the FBI states that their hands are tied in monitoring their activities despite a training video that is years old, possible murders, and proof of illegal activities. And here's a map of the United States, and it's titled Islamic Terrorist Network in America. There are, I guess where the red is, that's where they are. They're in Oregon, they're in California, they're in Arizona, they're in Denver, Colorado, they're in Oklahoma, they're in Texas, they're in Missouri, they're in Illinois, they're in Indiana, they're in Cleveland, Ohio, they're in Plainfield, Indiana, they're in New York. They're in Laurel, Maryland. They're all over Washington, D.C., in the Potomac area. They're in Florida, big in Florida, big in Texas and Oklahoma City. Okay, so here we'll give you some. Seattle, Washington, hybrid fundamentalist group, Algerian armed Islamic group. Portland, Oregon, Al-Qaeda. San Francisco, Islamic Liberation Party, Abu Sayyaf. Santa Clara, California, Al-Qaeda and Hamas. L.A., Hamas, Al-Gama el-Islamiyah. Algerian Armed Islamic Group. San Diego, American Islamic Group, Algerian Armed Islamic Group. Tucson, Arizona, Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Denver, Colorado, Al-Qaeda. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas. Detroit, Michigan, Al-Gama et al-Islamiyah, Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood. Chicago, Hamas, Islamic Jihad. Kansas City, Missouri, Hamas.
Plainfield, Indiana, ISNA and the Muslim Brotherhood. New York, Al-Gama et Islamia, Al-Mujaharun. Hezbollah, Jamaat-e-Islami, Al-Fukra, Hamas. Boston, Massachusetts, Al-Qaeda National Islamic Front. Cleveland, Ohio, Islamic Jihad Muslim Brotherhood. Laurel, Maryland, Al-Qaeda. Potomac, Maryland, Hezbollah. D.C., Hamas and Hezbollah. Charlotte, North Carolina, Hezbollah. Raleigh, North Carolina, Islamic Jihad. Herndon, Virginia, Al-Qaeda, Islamic Jihad. Springfield, Virginia, Hamas. Tampa, Florida, Islamic Jihad. Orlando, Florida, Al-Qaeda. Fort Lauderdale and Boca Raton. Boca Raton, a big Jewish community. Al-Qaeda. Primary source, Stephen Emerson, American Jihad. He's that redheaded guy you see on Fox all the time. Very frustrated, he knows that we're getting a beating before the war begins. Secondary sources, independent investigators and news agencies. The fact is, these training camps are not a new item that have popped up on the Homeland Security radar. These training camps are being operated by an extremely militant group of international terrorists, an organization called Jamaat-ul-Fukra. In order to live in these camps, you must pledge to support a Pakistani cleric on the international wanted list. As early as 2012, the media confirmed 19 jihad camps on U.S. soil. Oh, hey, Al Jazeera, listen, you're tight with those people. Why don't you do a little documentary? You know, show us the training films. The video is the first of the multi-part series on ISIS Vice. Media says it plans to release. Vice Media reporter Medyen Deraya recently spent 3 weeks in the ISIS-controlled Syrian city of Raqqa, which the terror group has proclaimed the capital of its newly declared Islamic Caliphate. Oh, man, we are going to need a neutron bomb so that we can do the scene from Goodfellas. But they're gone. What do you mean they're gone? They're gone, and there's nothing we can do about it. Now, you want to hear some? Let's see if there's any remarks here. Okay, here's Jordan from Special Forces Airborne. Why did it take you this long to recognize that to be true? You are not the only one who has come to that conclusion somewhat late. We are a nation which has systematically forced God out of every part of our government, from our public schools, from our political choices. We've got to make room for Islam, the new religion, the Democrat Party religion. Did you see the demonstrations in 47th Street in the Diamond District? What a disgrace. Hamas was demonstrating, so they're walking through the Diamond District, which is all Jewish, and they're demonstrating. And it almost looked like they were going to start putting Stars of David on the windows and writing the word Jude. And I said to myself, oh, man, I can't believe this. So I'm looking at these Hamas people, and only 50% look Arab. And you know what the other 50% look like? They look like Occupy Wall Street people from the city. Well, anyway, what happened? And then I look, and there's three Hasidim with long beards and the fur hats, and they're walking with them protesting Israel. How can you do that? How can you do that? How can you throw your brother down the well and tell his father that he was killed by a lion? How can you do that? But I can tell you right now, there are more Christians supporting Israel than there are Jewish people. I hate to say it, and if you ask a conservative Jew, he will tell you. You ask Mark Levin, you ask Shapiro, you ask David Horowitz, and they will tell you. It's a great shame. It is very sad, man. Well, anyway, what happened was they were real loud and boisterous, and they were attacking Israel. So the Jewish merchants locked up their stores, and they went out in the street to counter-demonstrate. And before long, they outnumbered the Hamas, who got real sheepish. And the Israelis' supporters were shouting, "Israel, Israel, Israel, USA, USA, USA." And Hamas lost its appetite to be provocative. Really sad, man. Really sad that it's come to this. We are fighting on the streets of New York. And we've been fighting on the streets of New York as since 9-1-1, the first 9-1-1 under the Clinton Towers party. And that's in 1993 when we took our first 9-1-1 hit. And the Clintons and the Party of Death, the media covered it up. They covered it up. They made it disappear. Here's Mortarman 107. I'm just curious, does the former United States still have a military or just a mob of guys waiting to draw a pension? I got to tell you something. In our conversation with the elders tonight, I asked veterans, would you join the military today? They all said no. And why did they say no? Because they don't want to go to Fort Leavenworth for being Christian. They don't want to go to Fort Leavenworth for defending the Constitution. They don't want to go to Fort Leavenworth and see their families busted out with no pension, with no benefits, with no job. And the saddest one is this guy, I think his name is Vela, Asa Vela. He's in Fort Leavenworth. He's one of three one of three sniper team that was posted outside a village waiting to catch a Taliban. Waiting to catch Al Qaeda, and a villager got too close to their concealed position, and his Vela's commanding officer jumped at the guy and ordered Vela to shoot him in the head, which he followed his orders, and he shot the guy in the head so they could protect their position and not blow their cover. I don't know how that works when you shoot somebody that you don't hear the gunshot, but this is what was done. Anyway, all three were charged with premeditated murder. They were given an assignment, a job to do, and as a result of doing the job, they were charged with premeditated murder. So two were sent back to the United States. Vela's commander at the time, who ordered him to shoot the guy in the head, and another guy. The two of them were tried in the United States, and they were found not guilty, and their court-martial was dismissed. Vela was tried in an Iraqi court by American officers. And he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. And as soon as that gavel hit the desk, his wife had no income, no medical plan. His children had nothing. And Vela was going to Fort Leavenworth for 15 years. And you don't hear that story in the press because the communist press gleefully celebrates the death, the maiming, and the defeat of any American soldier. As a matter of fact, they'll leak information all day long on them. Under Bush, if a guy got a broken toenail, the communist press was at that guy's mother's house sticking a microphone in her face, asking the question as they announced it very loudly on TV. How does it feel to know that your son died under George Bush? Obama has lost 2,200 Americans in Afghanistan, and you never heard about one of them. Only by accident do you learn. Because when Obama came to office, the first thing he did was he erased the word American, and he substituted NATO troops to be identified later. And they're never identified. They're not even mentioned. He's lost 2,200 Americans. He's lost half of what Bush lost in Iraq. Do you know how many troops Bush lost in Afghanistan? 461. Do you know how many people have lost limbs in Afghanistan under Obama? 800. Do you know that the wounded rate in Afghanistan is 20,000 under Obama, and you never heard about one of them? When under Bush somebody died, they posted his name, his age, his address, and then they went to bug his mama and play pull on the heartstrings. Never trust a Democrat who's pulling on your heartstrings. If they're showing you a kid on the border, a poor helpless child on the border, they will not show you the 47 helpless children, 4,700 helpless children they're murdering tomorrow at work. Don't trust them. They pull on your heartstrings and then they eat your heart out. I was curious, does the former U.S. states have a military or a mob of guys waiting for a pension? This country is infested with enemies now, and our military sits on its prayer rugs reading Marx. Screw the U.S. military. They have failed us completely. See, Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. So instead of us supporting our troops and backing them up and watching their back, the message here in this blog is abandon them and forget about it. And that's right out of the communist playbook. What the hell is the matter with you? Sounds like someone pissed in your Wheaties. Lighten up. The opera ain't over till the fat lady sings. Semper Fi and good night, Chesty Puller, wherever you are. That's Mortarman, 107. I'm particularly fond of Mortarman. I used to be one. 81 millimeter mortar. Yes. America has become complacent in and is rejecting Jesus Christ, and God will punish America. At this, the meeting of the elders tonight, we're all Catholic, and it is very hard to stay strong in your faith when your faith is sort of melting down. And a couple of people had been to Canada, and they said there's no more Catholic Church in Canada. That the buildings are being turned in, churches are being turned into bars and condos. And I remember being in Spain in the late 50s, and I went to church, and the church was full of women only because there were a lot of communists in Spain. And if you want to see the biggest competitor of the Catholic Church in the world, it's communism. Communism can't wait to get their hands on the poor because they can use the poor to overthrow governments. And the only thing that keeps the poor from falling into the communist camp is Jesus Christ. Viva Cristo Rey. And the day that we lose the poor is the day everybody's in trouble. And communism is every country in the world. Countries you wouldn't believe have a communist party. I was shocked when I learned that the fourth largest party in Iraq was the communist party. I had no idea. I thought the Muslims would never tolerate the communists because they have no God. They're godless. And that puts them as number one on the hit list, the beheading list. But there's a guy named Antonio Gramsci, and he says in order for communism to destroy religion, the communists have to morph into a religious people. And Jimmy from Brooklyn tells me al-Zawahiri was trained in the Soviet Union. So have the communists infiltrated the Muslim religion? Somebody bad has infiltrated the Muslim religion. If it was ever a decent religion to begin with, because I'm starting to have my doubts. And I got to tell you, I'm one of the most open-minded guys you'd ever meet. So put that label machine down. Everything Obama does is a threat to my future. When doing my 1913 taxes, I discovered that my prolapsed colon had doubled from 2012. that is a threat to my financial stability. I don't understand what that means. When Professor John Lott wrote his book, More Feces, Less Crime, his research showed that crime statistics were lower in the states that allowed the public pooping. Oh, man. Twisting John Lott's philosophy, Cruz and his attorney, General Bobo Arpaia, decided to arm Mexican loons by sending large numbers of dry poopies across the border. I look at that as a threat to my physical safety. Because Hoover and his minions were not allowed but encouraged large numbers of illegals to defecate at the border and live in our communities, our restrooms are unsafe. Native-born Americans are harassed, insulted, and even pooped at. Altogether, job security, our poof. Obama and liberals are the problem. A return to constitutional farting is a cure. I don't know about this guy. This guy, Marty says, this guy is a wacko. Good night, Chesty Puller, wherever you are. Semperfi. You know who Chesty Puller is? He was a frontline general in the Marine Corps. And Marines love him. They sing his praises to this very day. And all he wanted was a beer machine in every barracks and a BAM for every Marine. Everything Obama does is a threat to my future. Oh, that's the same guy again. Deport all Muslims. There are no peaceful Muslims. They are all snakes in the egg, waiting to hatch out and start biting, injecting the poison of their false prophet into everything and everyone in their facility. Islam is a vicious, plundering crime syndicate with a religious front. Did you know that imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad? That's me telling you that. Total evil. It must be totally annihilated. Remove Muslims from this country. Do no business with them anywhere in the world. Turn their countries into glass when they attack Americans anywhere in the world. Islamophobia is a legitimate caution, disdain, and hatred of the total depravity and satanic evil of all Islamic thoughts and actions. Now, there's one problem, and I mentioned it tonight at the meeting of the elders. If I was if I was an Arab in the United States and I was Christian, I'd be wearing my cross out front, because the day will come when there's going to be like what happened to the Japanese in World War II. But you see, what happened to the Japanese in World War II, for the safety and security of the United States, we couldn't take any chances based on the Japanese intelligence gathering at Pearl Harbor, where local Japanese were sending information back to Japan about the layout of the ships in the harbor. What was I going to tell you? So what happened? We rounded up the Japanese and we took them off the coast and we put them up in the mountains for security reasons. And what did the Japanese do? Did they complain? The Japanese formed the Nisei Battalion, and they went to Germany, and to prove their loyalty to the United States, they fought the Germans, especially at Monte Cassino. What is really sad, as I love history, is to realize that two combat Japanese Americans who were wounded in World War II, that was... the two senators from Hawaii, and I'll never understand this, like I'll never understand Charlie Rangel, they all voted to burn the flag. How can you serve in a Nisei Battalion, be known as a war hero, and vote to burn the flag? Don't give me the freedom of speech crap. That's a communist answer. So that is sometimes we're all disappointed. Like Sean Hannity said many years ago, don't put your faith in people, because they're going to disappoint you. And Jesus says, a good man falls seven times a day. This guy has put this up again, my 1913 taxes. He's put it up again. So what he's done is, and he's done it again, he's done it again. So all he's doing is he's crowding out people with opinions. He's a commie. there are at least, now here's one from a Canuck Sam, and he's got a picture of a woman in a military uniform from World War II. There are at least 35 camps in the U.S. as of latest report about a month ago. Back in the early 80s, interagency intelligence reported on the existence of camps almost every month. The biggest camp at the time was located just north of New York City in the Catskills. Nothing was done back then, and over 30 years later, there are more of them and still nothing is being done. I'd like to see a U.S. terrorist camp set up training camps in Iran, Iraq, Gaza, or any other Middle East country. The Americans won't last long on this earth. Yet we continue to harbor aid and abet them on our soil. Make sense to you? What worries me is that the FBI protects them. All I ever heard Mullah, I call Mullah, the FBI director, Mullah. Anything I ever heard him do was to protect the mosques, because he didn't want anybody going in and seeing all the ammunition being stored. I used to joke that, you know, the shape of the mosque is almost like a missile, and if you go there and you see a jet fuel being loaded. And this guy, again, he's back again. So this guy's out to destroy this website. Unbelievable that he would do that. It is time for special ops, strike first, strike hard, and strike continually. And I wouldn't mind sending special ops to get that Marine in Mexico. I would definitely like to do it the easy way, which would be boycott. Nothing works like a boycott. And everybody, both sides, are afraid of boycotts. You say boycott, a lot of people start to change their pampers. If they are really serious, they will use drones to not only monitor what is going on in such camps, but to eliminate them. They got to round them up. They got to do what J. Edgar Hoover did. And there was one president, and I forget who it is, and it's not Roosevelt, and it's not anybody, it's not Truman, it's somebody before them, had a communist threat in this country, and he rounded them up, and he deported them all back to Russia. You might Google that, and you'll find out who it is. Who rounded up communists and deported them back to Russia? Interesting, the Constitution supports militias. We may be returning to the days of Lexington and Concord regarding the Muslim threat. It might be helpful in purging the million of illegal aliens from U.S. territory, too, when we have a president who can read the law. Don't wait. Don't wait. Every day this guy gets up, he takes another freedom away. I don't think we can last 2.5 years waiting for him to leave. First off, suppose he doesn't leave. Suppose his party doesn't leave. Suppose all of a sudden we find out we got rooked. There are 4 states in this country alone that have 7 million registered hunters, which makes just the 4 states the largest army in the world. I've seen this before. And then I believe the stats show that there are approximately 23 to 43 million armed citizens altogether. So it is the 1,000 ISIS gang wants to take this country on, I will believe they will find the odds in our favor. That is why Democrats are so hard-pressed to disarm this nation, as they know they can't control 23 to 43 million armed citizens without one hell of a fight. The reason the Democrats want to take your guns away, there's only one reason. They intend to kill you. You don't believe that. But then again, you thought you were safe the night of 9-1-1. And I had to remind my elders that the night of 9, they said, do you think we should have went to Iraq? I said, well, the weapons inspector said there were no weapons of mass destruction there. I said, do you know what his name was? He said, what? Mohammed Baradei. Do you know who he is? He said, no. He just ran for a president of Iran. He says there's no nukes in Iran either. Yeah. Unbelievable. And that's why Bush sent in 60,000 inspectors to verify. Trust but verify. What did Bush know and when did he know it? He knew less than the Clintons knew when they let Osama bin Laden escape at least twice, probably 20 times. And, you know, I often wonder, with all the corruption and bribery going on, and we all know that the Arabs have lots of giveaway money. They have prize money for anybody they can buy. When Osama bin Laden was practicing his falconry with an Emirates prince, and whoever had located them said, we got a chance to take them out right here. There's only two of them. And Clinton said, no, we can't do it. I wonder if Clinton called that prince's father and said, you know, I spared your son's life today. Here's my account number. Yeah, you don't know. You have no idea. I have no idea. Do you know who the largest champagne contributor is to John Kerry's war chest during the election when he was running for president? He had a war chest of $20 million. He spent $22 million. That's Democrat mathematics. The largest contributor was Bain Capital. Google it and check it out. Why, if this is accurate, are those known camps allowed to exist? Oh, we're wide open, face down, pants down. No matter what is reported, the FBI is watching these groups. To broadcast this now to the general public is well advised. They must be squelched now, and their supposed allowance by the government should now be enforced. Even if technically they are not considered a threat, there are too many threats being broadcast that any group of a possible jihadist nature should be disbanded. Destroyed, somebody else said. Obviously, the monitors of commenting posts need to be made aware of multiple duplicate posts. Are they talking about that guy, 1916? Okay. All right, so we went and we did a little bit of that. We'll come back. We'll give you a little tune. And we'll see what's going on in the world. And who's going to... There's three cliches I hate. Two come to mind right off the bat. Blood and treasure. Beware of anybody who uses the words blood and treasure in the same sentence. That's somebody who has no idea how much risk this country is at right now. They will never shed blood, and they will take all your treasure. A coalition of the willing. There's no such thing as a coalition of the willing. We are Farmer in the Dell people. The cheese stands alone. And I'll come to the when I think of the third one, I'll budge in and tell you about it. Happy birthday, baby. You know everybody's having a birthday? Hucklebuck, you want to do the Hucklebuck? Do you want to... I play Hurt too much. I love this tune, man. This is real American. You ready? Soldier Boy.
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do what, 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 do what. We'll be right back. you that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Okay, apparently Walid Chubat, who I like Walid Chubat, and he has some revealing information. If you go to his website, I think it's called Shubat.com, Shoe and Bat. He was on, he interviewed with Michael Savage, and I read all of the stuff that probably he passed on to Mike on the last show and the show before. And but here's some comments. Here's from Louise. The left loves Islam. They will be killed too if the ISIS gets over here. And then this is Reverend Christine Richardson. Dictator Obama gave them money, armed them, and now he's killing some of them off. Friends like that, who needs? Well, you know the saying. This is by John Barr, 3 hours ago. Senator John McCain is solely responsible for the ISIS show now in Iraq. McCain armed them. I got to tell you, I don't trust Lindsey Graham. And I'll tell you why I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I caught him in a press interview talking about how he was going to make examples out of privates that were in combat zones, and that he would be sure they got justice. I didn't like that because this guy has never been on the front line. And he was too quick to make examples of fighting privates. And so I always had that dark brown taste in my mouth when I seen him. McCain armed them, trained them, supports them, all with taxpayer money and the help of Obama. John McCain paid a terrible price as a jet pilot when the communist Democrats were running the Vietnam War, and they learned that the Russians were going to set up SAM missile sites. And it was recommended that we had to take out the SAM missile sites, regardless of who was there, in order to protect American pilots like John McCain, who ended up at the Hanoi Hilton getting the Jane Fonda workout. You know what the Jane Fonda workout is? That's when they tie your arms behind your back and they suspend you from the ceiling, right, until you break. And if you ever see John McCain trying to raise his arms, he can't get them over his head. So he paid a terrible price, and I always admired him for when they were going to let him go early because they found out that his father was the commander of the fleet off the coast. And he said, no, I'll wait my turn. I always admired him for that. But Jane Fonda should have been hanged. She should have got that rope, and she should have had a public hanging. But you see, we've lost our country to the communists a long time ago. Those 58,000 names on the wall were put there by Americans in Chicago, New York, and California who spit on returning GIs and called them baby killers. And the worst one is Bruce Springsteen, who sang Born in the USA, and all the suckers clapped to it, and they never listened to the words. They never listened to the words, sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. We were sent to Nam to defend the South Vietnamese from being killed by the North Vietnamese. But the old communist tactic, make the bad guys look like the good guys, and that's why the country is upside down today. Good is bad, and bad is good. Up is down, and down is up. And we've all been snookered, and we're all going to pay the price. And I just hope we got 25% of this country left that can take it back. And once you are totally overwhelmed and surprised that you lost your country, it will be too late because the people in power will have secured the hold. And then I recommend, before it gets banned, to see two Irish-American movies made in the USA, Michael Collins and the wind that shakes the barley. And that will give you an idea of what we're going to be left with to try and take our country back. And you will see what happens when an overrun people have to struggle to get back on their feet. And you will see the tactics of the war that will be fought in this country when the communists take over. And I've been reading this survey from time to time that was given to Marines in 29 Palms with the question, if you were ordered by the government to shoot American citizens, would you do it? And 21% said yes. Okay? So we're in trouble. We're wide open, face down, pants down. So I just thought I'd tell you that. Should we jump in for a tune, Daddy? J. Edgar Hoover. Look what they did to J. Edgar Hoover. This guy fought communism. Okay, we're going to go back to when there was no 50% divorce rate in this country. We're going to go back to when there was no pill and there was no drugs. There was always drugs. Yeah, you were smoking them. You had the market cornered. But these guys weren't. Good
soul. Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you. You are the feeling of spring, you are the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone I would ask of him, please let there be you, please let there be you.
Once again, we were talking with the elders, and two-thirds of the people I was with went to public school, but they come from good Catholic backgrounds. I was fortunate enough to go to a Catholic school, and we were talking about the cost of Catholic education today, and we're all sort of brokenhearted. For this reason, one of the things that will always annoy me till I go to my grave is that the state can take my tax money and use it to promote atheism and deny a Catholic child an equal education based on the proportionate number of taxes they collect. When I went to grammar school, which was loaded with priests and nuns. Of course, in grammar school, it was all nuns that taught the kids. The tuition was zero. And in many parishes that had schools, the tuition was zero. They got the money from the collections. In my particular school, it had burned down, and the parish rebuilt it. And for rebuilding it, the church saw to it that their kids went to school for free. I went to a Catholic high school, and I'll tell you something. My Catholic high school education, to me, is superior to a college education today. And the cost of my college, high school education was $12 a month, which was 1 week's pay on a part-time job. So I paid my way through high school. And I had to wrestle my money for the rest of the money. I wrestled my mother for the rest of the money. I used to give my mother my salary, and I kept the tips. But that was growing up in my neighborhood, and many a guy did it. But today, with the cost of Catholic and grammar school and the cost of Catholic high schools, many Catholics cannot afford to carry that nut. So the end result is the church suffers, because if the kids aren't going to Catholic school, the parents aren't going to church. And that's the truth. And I watched a Capuchin priest on the Catholic News Channel saying, in the 60s, attendance was 90% Catholic at church. And today it's down to 22%. And that's a communist dream come true. The destruction of all religion makes it easier for people to turn to the one true God, and that's Karl Marx. And that means that everybody can be ruled by a committee, and you will no longer have freedom. So here's perversity in public school, outcry against ninth grade a health book. I have heard of fifth graders telling their mother they can't hold out much longer, there's too much peer pressure for sex, and that you can get a BJ in the fifth grade in the hallway. That is scary. And you gotta be bird dogging your kids. Bondage, blindfolds, and vibrators are among the sexually explicit topics covered in the ninth grade health textbook, Your Health Today, and it has more than 1,000 San Francisco Bay Area people up in arms. That's the number of parents, teachers, and concerned citizens who have signed the petition. That's not too many people, folks. asking that the book be removed from the Fremont Unified School District's curriculum. The book, intended for college freshmen, not ninth graders at all, is 400 pages that delves deeply into the subject of human sexuality, far too deeply, perhaps with explicit illustrations depicting everything from how to buy condoms to the various stages of sexual arousal. Many parents believe the book goes beyond the realm of basic health and into the realm of pornography. "It is a bit much for me," said one parent, quoted in the CBS story. What's one of the best sellers today? 50 Shades of Grey. Think about that. The graphics are very pornographic. The pictures are very explicit. The debate over sex ed in American classrooms has raged for more than a generation now. Some people believe it should be taken out of schools entirely. I believe that. Yeah, we learn more from our peers in the street. And that teacher should teach an abstinence-only message, leaving more specific education to the parents. Others believe in a free-for-all, advocating general sexual education for students, but no God. But you can do devil worship all day long. Did you ever see the movies that are being shown on TV in the evening? Have you seen them? I turned on the TV the other night. There was a girl soaked in blood. And, of course, she's sexy. They always sex her up and make her real attractive. The only thing that's disturbing, she's got a knife in her chest. And this is what's going on, man. This is like shock therapy for the next generation. Just get used to it. Get used to the vampire movies and the zombies. Get used to it. It's real life. So far, the latter group has predominantly gotten their way. Common Core standards for sex ed, for instance, insist that students finishing the fifth grade should be able to define sexual orientation as the romantic attraction of an individual to someone of the same gender or a different gender. No ideological agenda here at all. We were talking about church dances. Years ago, you could go to a church dance. I was in the eighth grade at a Catholic school dance. And the mambo had just come out, and I was doing the mambo with a girl, and a big nun came over and said, "Mister, we don't do those kind of dances here." And I sheepishly withdrew into the crowd. The book being used by the Fremont School District, though, goes beyond and even what conservatives have reluctantly accepted, with its unnecessarily racy descriptions and subjects that don't seem relevant to 13-year-olds in an affluent country. It's difficult to excuse your health today as just another example of overreaching public education. This is a clear volley by extremist educators in an attempt to push the federally funded public school. Privatize the schools. I say make government, reduce it by 80%, privatize everything. Let businesses run systems. American business systems that much further to the left. The federally funded public school system that much further to the left. Listening to its defenders among the Fremont School District President, Lara Calvert York, never trust a woman with two last names, especially if she names her child after a train station. Our high school students today need all the tools they can have to arm themselves to make the best informed decision. Yeah, like getting an abortion at 9 years old. Doubtless, this is true, but it still confounds common decency, to say nothing of common sense. Do you know what's not being taught in communist cucumber schools? Right from wrong. There's no Ten Commandments. You think about it. That's all you need, are Ten Commandments. You don't need all these laws. All you need is Ten Commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother is a great start. Okay.
try to understand why young teens and tweens need their teachers to explain self and harmless sex toys and games as part of a health class. The argument that these kids can get their fill of sexual education from a smartphone in seconds doesn't really hold water. Your children can learn plenty of things from the Internet, including how to build a bomb, the best ways to smoke marijuana, how to cheat on your FCAT test. That doesn't mean you put those things into the curriculum. So you want to hear some comments? It went from legal voting to gay corruption of values. Now the communists have control. The more people that use the word communist, the more the country will wake up. Do not be afraid to say the word communist. If they call you a McCarthyite for using the word communist, ask them, which Rosenberg are they, Ethel or Julius? And then look it up and see. And while you're at it, look up a good Jewish judge, Judge Kaufman, who sentenced the Rosenbergs to death, and read his sentence. Did you think would happen if the same politicians keep getting elected? Next comes legislation mandating pedophilia and bestiality be included in elementary education. A puffer in every classroom and a packer in every restroom. Same-sex bathrooms are already history in California. You know, I think if San Francisco was destroyed by an earthquake tomorrow, you'd hear a large applause throughout the land. Time for hands-on deviant behavior and TLC. That's Eddie James. Tommy Byers says, it seems that there is no such thing as too much information in education. Should always err on the side of too much information rather than not enough. I have not seen the book, but I would imagine there have been some people whose lives have been damaged even by, to the point of suicide by them thinking that perfectly normal, apparently programmed into our minds by our creator, sex drive, is only something that they desire, when as the book and the varieties of videos online are widely desired if acted on or not. Tom, the lowest rung in hell, according to Dante, is one who betrays a trust, and you're betraying the trust of young children. Mimi Dick. Oh, come on, man. That kind of too much information is more likely than not to harm and confuse. In my ninth grade health book, they said that the male organ, not even sexual organ, was called the penis. Once, that was all that was said. Who in the hell is writing these kinds of books, and who in the hell is buying them? If that was my child's class, I'd be all over this like flies on honey. I ever wonder where all these pedophiles come from? Who's in the rubber rooms? Isn't it funny that when Catholic priests practice a homosexual sex, they're condemned? But when homosexuals practice it, it's normal. These communists are going to stop until our kids are all perverts. Let their kids read the book, see how they like it. Stop the presses. This doesn't belong in any classroom, not even in college. I was telling my circle of friends tonight that, you know, the label people, they love to label you. They label you a racist, or they label you a homophobe. So I said, I hit them before they hit me. I come right out and say, just so you know, for the record, I'm not going to lie to anybody. I am a racist and I am a segregationist. And I believe that boys and girls should be separated until they reach the age of reason, which today in the United States is 29 years old. And my favorite race is the Kentucky Derby. And that puts an end to all that label crap. Of course, they want 14-year-olds that are just starting puberty. That way, the homosexuals can warp their minds into thinking that heterosexual is just a phase and that boy-boy love or girl-girl love is how it's meant to be. Forget having children. Forget continuing the human race. And, of course, completely ignore the fact that an angle of an erect penis of man that is prone above a woman is the same corresponding angle of a supine woman's vagina as she's lying under him. You know the old boring missionary position? You can't get more made for each other than that. But the homosexuals seem to think that the human race
being devolved into sick, perverted butt bandits and carpet munchers is the way to keep people prospering. Ooh, people can get really descriptive, huh? I think I'm going to have to pass on the rest of this. Great post. Okay. This is a big part of the reason we homeschool our youngest son. The older two are out now. It keeps the common core, I call it communist core, out of the classroom and the common whore out of the lunchroom. Very sad, man, that we have been reduced to animals. And God-hating animals. It is really sad. Really sad. But that's the way it's going until God shuts the sun out. One day he's gonna turn it off. He's gonna say, enough of this bull crap. I've had it. I've had the course with these people. They don't deserve my love. I'm gonna take the sun away. And then there'll be no global warming. Let's see what this one says. California State Senate passes bill requiring schools to teach about President Obama. Yeah, and after that, you can all learn about Joseph Stalin. Okay, let me see if we got anything else. You want another tune? You've been good? You want a reward? Really in trouble, aren't we? Huh? To think that people live by 10 commandments. I'm going to do a little tribute to the Mexican people. Oh, I got one I got to find you for the Mexican people. This one, that one's called La Bikina. But I think I got a Malagueña Salerosa. And that, yeah, I do. Oh, it's Gypsy King, so it's going to be only music. Oh, wait a minute. I think we got it.
Ahora Manuelito, cántale a estos ojitos bonitos.
Qué bonitos ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas. Qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera faltas.
Yo no te ofrezco riquezas, mi corazón a cambio de mis pobrezas. Malagueña salerosa,
that the headline is 1 million, and whoever sent it out says it's official. We have reached 100,000 donors, and they named the 100,000th donor, and it's for the national draft of Ben Carson for President Committee. And Ben Carson has a book called One Nation. So if you want to see what Ben Carson's about, you could get his book. I'm sure he wrote it himself, not like the Democrats, who always have phantom writers. Remember Hillary's book that came out? She got an advance of $10 million, $13 million in advance. And I said, you know what? I could have done the same book. I could have done it for 79 cents. It has that black and white marble cover. It says composition on it. It has more information in that than in Hillary's book. It has weights and measures and times tables. Yeah, and it has lines. Yeah, not like the red line that Obama never crosses. I'm drawing this line from my coloring book, and the Syrians better not step over it. They know what's good for them. If they cross that line, I'll be shocked and appalled. Unbelievable. So good luck, Ben Carson. I feel you're going to have a tough time because Obama has ruined it for many black candidates. They're not going to trust a black candidate. But I know your heart is good, and I know you're an American. And that's the most important thing, that you love this country. You don't flip at the bird, and you don't destroy its military, and you don't rob the tax people, the taxpayers. I know you will do what's right, Ben Carson, and I wish you well. And it just may turn out that God picks you over everybody else, because there's three plans in life, yours, mine, and God's. And you never can tell. And if you don't straighten up, he's going to take the sun away. You better behave yourselves. You know, he only has to get angry for a few minutes. Bad news and good news. What's that about? Oh, we got a guy running. Oh, there is a guy running. Let me see if this is the guy. His name is Tom Tillis. He's running against Kay Hagan in North Carolina. There's a guy, I don't know what state he's from, but he is a Tea Party candidate, and his name is Cotton. So I said, hey, what simpler
campaign slogan, then we pick cotton. I think he's from the South, too. I wish him well. I wish any Tea Party candidate well, because at least Tea Party people, they have good hearts, and they're American. And most of them are veterans. But you don't have to be a veteran to be a Tea Party member, and you don't have to be white to be a Tea Party member. You can be American, and Americans come in all colors, but we blend. We go into the big American blender. First draft of articles of impeachment arrives. Nothing but scandals, lies, and cover-ups have come from this administration, and we've had enough. Since taking office, Obama has consistently and willfully violated the law. His end runs around Congress and flagrant disregard for our Constitution are beyond appalling. What he's done, from Obamacare to Amnesty Benghazi to the NSA spying, that's who's got the lowest learners' emails. NSA has lowest learners' emails. And if they give us lowest learners' emails, I'll forgive them all their sins. And IRS targeting is criminal. It's time for him to be impeached. This isn't a game. America is at stake, and we can't wait. We must tell Congress, is in no uncertain terms, if you don't move to impeach Obama, you're fired. And you can do this by sending a pink slip to Congress, and then they want you to spend $29. Listen, I'm going to send Congress their pink slips, and I'm also going to send them some nice bras. Yeah, and let me see. Already we've won members of Congress over in our bid to impeach Obama, including Duncan Hunter, California, Tom Coburn, Oklahoma, Kerry Bentivoglio, Michigan, Ted Cruz, Texas, Farenthold, Texas, Jim Inhofe, Oklahoma, Jason Chaffetz, Utah, Tim Scott, South Carolina, Michelle Bachmann, Minnesota, Louis Gohmert, Texas, Trey Riddell, Florida, Steve King, Iowa. I like him. He's a little gutsy guy. Ted Yoho from Florida and Steve Stockman, members of Congress. By all accounts, a vote to impeach would be clinched in the House. It is the Democrat-controlled Senate that's a roadblock. There are 46 GOP members in the Senate, and to impeach the president, 67 are needed. That is why we must band together and put the pressure on. You can do that by sending your pink slip. And it says, put the president on notice on the pink slip. After reviewing recent actions of Barack Hussein Obama, we find it necessary to demand his impeachment. List of flagrant violations. 1, of forcing national health care, Obamacare, on America, and John Roberts sold us out. And that guy Shapiro was saying America is handing, and I said it too, America is hanging in the balance by one vote on the Supreme Court. 5-4 is deadly. Demanding amnesty for law-breaking illegal aliens, attempting to destroy the Constitution by gun-grabbing. I believe they were going to stage a fake incident based on all the guns that went to the narco-terrorists by Eric Holder, that they were going to create an incident and then call for seizing of all guns in the country. And they were going, and it was them who created the situation. You got to watch. Communists are great stunt makers. They can go into a Jewish cemetery and knock over all of the tombstones and put swastikas on them, and make it look like it was done by the Tea Party. Remember Nancy Pelosi's semi-Selma march up the Congress stairs and accused the Tea Party people of using the N-word and spitting on them? Huh? They never said the N-word. Breitbart offered $100,000 for any kind of proof. Nobody came forward. But they could also put a stunt maker in there to do it, wearing a Tea Party t-shirt. You got to watch who you're dealing with. And failure to rescue the helpless victims in Benghazi. They killed them. And that was part of the cover-up. Who cares how they died, she said. Who cares how she lies? Okay, having said that, let's see where we are. We got anything going here. I'm out of time. I've used up my hour and a half. And we're going to do an old 30s song called Lulu's Back in Town.
You've heard about Margie, heard about Donna, heard about Susie, but ooh, ooh, I gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere, gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Unless I got cut off. Let me just see if I got cut off. We just ran the minute out. Yeah, that was the 1 minute.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. From my glove, I'm too misty
and too much in love. Look at me.
Ever hear Johnny Mathis play the race card? Johnny Mathis is a class act. You never heard him. You never heard him. He just did his thing. And I'm sure they try to drag him in on all kinds of crap. Is it immoral to profit from legalized cannabis? You know, they're all bragging about how good it's going to do in the stock market run-up. Yeah, we're into all of the productive national sports, good investments. Pretty soon, what do they have, like the top 10 stocks to invest in? They'll all be drugs, and not the drugs that heal you, the drugs that destroy you. Oh, yeah, cocaine is up this week. Yeah, Vicodin is up this week. Children's Vicodin. Yeah. And when they tell you that alcohol is the same as marijuana, alcohol only leads to more alcohol. Marijuana leads to cocaine, heroin, crack. Yeah. When was the last time you seen a pretty girl snorting a banana daiquiri? Yeah, they communists lie, man. They lie. They will lie. They will lie. It doesn't matter. They practice taqiyya. Communists practice taqiyya. Taqiyya means in the Muslim world, you can lie to an infidel as long as it furthers the cause of Islam. Unbelievable. Okay, we're signing off. Here's a black civil rights commissioner saying President Amnesty's plan is disastrous. Any other president would be impeached, but Congress has refused to do so. I got to tell you, to impeach Obama is going to be very hard because it's not the Democrats who are going to protect him. It's the Republicans. The Republicans are afraid of the backlash. So, having said that, I'm going to have to make a citizen's arrest and bring Obama to justice.
You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
That's it, folks. Have a nice night.